Beast Game Podcast, and today we're talking about Wrath of Man, which is a Guy Ritchie movie. Guy Ritchie and Jason Statham have worked together before, and Guy Ritchie, what is it, maybe his last movie? Was it that King Arthur movie?
No, it was The Gentleman.
Yeah, that had Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey in it. And Al Pacino. That was a good movie. I liked it. I know some people didn't, but I liked it.
Yeah, but Guy Ritchie was really known for a lot of edgy movies, and I think he's mellowed out a little bit.
I think he's branched out. That's what more like. He's gone away from the crime dramas that he did.
This one, a security truck holding money. They get stopped by construction, and then the construction crew robs the truck. In the process of robbing the truck, they ask the drivers of the truck and the passenger of the truck to get out while they steal the money. And then one of the armed security officers tries to be a hero. They wind up shooting both of the people, occupants of the truck, and then a random person. And they make off with the money. Now get to Jason Statham's character. He's trying to become an armed security guard handling money. And he's doing enough to get the job, but he's not excelling at everything. Like, he has firearms experience, but he gets a passing score. He does other things, he gets a passing score. So he does wind up eventually getting the job, but with some of the backstory is that random person that died was Jason Statham's son. So he's trying to figure out how all this happened. Was it the inside job? That's really where we'll stop. So, Keith, how do you feel about Wrath of Man?
I liked it. There was a disconnect. Guy Ritchie has a very distinct style, and it doesn't always fit with every genre or every movie he does. I'm going to say this, but do not take it the wrong way. And Barry, I think you'll understand what I'm trying to get at. A style of handling dialogue, like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
And for better or for worse,
he tries
like
to be
J.J. Abrams. Like, he's got a very fast-moving...
He tries to be a little too witty.
Yes, and it worked in his earlier films where you were being introduced to characters and trying to understand the lifestyle that they're living.
And a lot of, I guess, British humor.
Yes, it is very dry. In this case, the movie introduces a bunch of the security guards, and it introduces the criminal element. It tells three different stories of three different areas, like the security guards, Jason Statham's crew, and the actual villains of the film. What it does is it does what Quentin Tarantino would do in many of his movies, and that he'll tell multiple stories that kind of coalesces into the massive plot. Very much character-driven. And so you have this huge cast of characters come together for whatever reason during the course of the movie. So I think Tarantino's latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you had a lot of these little mini stories playing off. It didn't go as far as Tarantino would, telling the stories of these characters. I don't know if that's good or bad. Personally, I think after I watched the film, I thought he should have gone the Tarantino's route and just literally just added another 30, 45 minutes to the film and told stories of the security guards, bank robbers, and stories of his crew.
Yeah, because it does touch on some of that stuff.
Exactly. It touches on everybody.
When I say he, I'm talking about Jason Statham confronts some of the people and asks them about why do they do certain... Really what it is Jason Statham infiltrating this security company to figure out what happened, who was involved, was it these people, what crew did all this stuff. Really the whole movie. And as Keith was talking about, Guy Ritchie has a very distinct style. I mean, so those Sherlock Holmes movies, Guy Ritchie to the max.
That's Guy Ritchie and Robert Downey Jr. just making it work, making the magic work. Right?
But things like Aladdin does not work.
He doesn't translate well to a whole lot of different things. And quite honestly, a lot of directors don't translate.
That King Arthur movie is on that level of Sherlock Holmes, but done very poorly. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is okay. It's been a while since I saw that movie.
I've never seen it. I might take a look at it. The Gentleman is classic Guy Ritchie. He tells all these stories. You know every character inside and out. You know exactly what they're doing, who they are. And by the end of the film, you've already picked your winners and your losers in the film, and you're moving on from there. And in Wrath of Man, you didn't get that same level of involvement. Just when I was kind of getting used to the security crew, we get introduced to the Jason Statham's crew. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And these guys, I like it. I'm liking the whole revenge angle that's going on here. It's like he's going hard. He's the twist in the whole thing. Well, not really a twist, is that his crew were actually casing the same bank job that got his son killed. So he blames himself. He's gunning for whoever did this. And he wants him. He's going to take care of him. So his people are out looking for him. And they're just tearing up the underworld looking for whoever pulled this job and killed his son. The level of violence he employs, no, it's bad, but you don't see it. I mean, that's why I say he probably should have gone the full-on Tarantino with this thing and just rolled with it, just stuck with two storylines and plot lines, cut maybe the cast of characters down in the...
Yeah, so like the, I guess, FBI? Anthony Garcia?
Andy Garcia.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you in this movie when it doesn't really need that? And it's like, oh, you gotta let him loose. Let him do his work. What?
It could have been they met in the car. Andy Garcia makes a cameo, does his thing, says his line, moves on. Or the thing that Tarantino does very well is that when he has a winding plot line like this, he does it very well as having those characters touch those plot points and keep the audience interested. Characters are there to keep the audience interested. And Guy Ritchie does that extremely well. But it's like he was trying to go for a heist film and a revenge film. And he was mixing two genres that don't fit his style.
And it gets pulled off very lukewarm for both.
And don't get me wrong, I like the movie. There were scenes in that. He's meeting with his crew in his office and they start cranking a Johnny Cash song. And you're like, good Lord, like what the hell's about to pop off? And you understand the level that this guy is going to get his revenge. I would love to see a movie about this crew and how they're pulling a job and what happens. And I realize that all this other stuff is just getting in the way of that. Then you switch to the actual crew, Jeffrey Donovan.
Yeah, and then Scott Eastwood.
Scott Eastwood. Yeah, and them.
Like, it took me a while to realize that was him in the movie.
Yeah, he saw from the eyes. The minute I saw his eyes, and they're like, that's Scott Eastwood. And Scott Eastwood actually did a good job. That crew came on board. And you're like, he could have did a whole movie about those guys. It was too many, too much for this short amount of time. I don't know if he has the skill set to pull it off. Like, Tarantino could probably pull something off like this. Guy Ritchie has a very, I don't say he's a limited skill set, but he is very focused on, like,
he's good at action.
He's good at action. Good at the action was good.
Comedy side of maybe mixing comedy.
He's good
and
at the criminal
together.
Film. I honestly think he should have stuck with a
something
heist
like
film.
Smoking Aces would be a Guy Ritchie type of film.
Mm-hmm.
He is good at those types of film. This stuff that he's been branching out to, again, Aladdin. Not good. That King Arthur movie, classic Guy Ritchie, but not good enough.
I really wanted that movie to be good, too. Well, I was pumped for that, too. I was like, oh, this is what we're talking about.
Charlie Hunnam. That's my dude, yo.
I really wanted it to be good. And I'm sad to see Sherlock Holmes not getting a sequel, so no, whatever. I agree with 100%. So, I mean, my take on this is that I like the film. I enjoyed it. It's a Guy Ritchie film. It is not a bad Guy Ritchie film.
It's watchable.
Yes, it's watchable. Proud to see Scott Eastwood branching out and clearly taking acting lessons. Not to sound like a jerk to the guy, but
yeah, he's been in a lot of B movies. And I think the last really well-known role that he would have had would have been Fast and the Furious. And kind of in between that time, I guess that might have been 2018, 2019. Like, there really has not been much for him.
He's listening to the right people. They stopped trying to make him a leading man, and they're putting him in more character-driven stuff until he can build his skill sets up again. You can look like your dad all day, but if you don't have the acting chops to pull it off, you're not going to get too far. He'll get his big break at some point. Just keep at it. Jason Statham, he's Jason Statham.
Like, this type of movie, he has done this type of movie
many a time. He's not going anywhere. He did good. Josh Hartnett, unfortunately, that role was not a good role for him to make a comeback with. Felt good about getting into a Guy Ritchie film, but this guy was about to be the next leading man. He was about to be the next Ben Affleck at one point.
Yeah, it was like Josh Hartnett, Taylor Kitsch, the next people up, nothing happened on that. It's kind of like the Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell was supposed to be the next leading man in Hollywood. He had a string of bad movies and just never recovered. His career has turned around. I mean, again, it was like he was supposed to be the next person. And same thing with Josh Hartnett. But go ahead.
Yeah, Josh Hartnett dropped off. But the guy ended up being the standout on this role was Holt McCallany.
Yeah.
He played Bullet. He did pretty good. He did a damn good job.
Him and Jeffrey Donovan.
Jeffrey Donovan pulled off Sinister very well. Holt McCallany pulled off that folksy, joking, I'm your favorite uncle but I'll fuck you up in a heartbeat. He pulled it off very calmly. You knew he was a rat. He had this natural charm that he pulled off. I'm hoping he's going to keep pushing himself. He did a pretty good job. There were a couple of scenes in there that just made you stand up and go, oh, yeah, I like this. Where's this going? And you know, ultimately, it didn't really go anywhere. So it's not the greatest Guy Ritchie film. It's not a bad film, but it was definitely watchable. It was definitely watchable in the summertime. Don't regret spending my money to see it. So,
and what score would you give it?
I would give it a 7. I'd watch it again if it came like on and included my library and stuff of Guy Ritchie films just to check out. I'll maybe fast forward a couple of things, but again, I give it a 7. I'd definitely watch it again. Definitely not the creme de la creme. There are better heist films, better revenge films out there.
So I would give this a 6. Again, it's watchable. This would be, if it came on during the weekend on TNT, TBS at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, you can watch this and be done by 4 o'clock and move on with life.
Did the problem with this film start with the fact the plot was kind of spoiled?
You know that Jason Statham has an angle with this. And also Post Malone is in this movie for like a hot minute. But the movie is okay. And even the way that it started off is okay. As you said, the way that the story is told doesn't work. It took me a while to realize that Jason Statham's crew was also on that same job or like casing the job that eventually got his son killed. And I'm like, okay, hold on. So he's a crime boss? And it just took me a while to figure all that out. But then like the Andy Garcia stuff, I'm like, I don't know why he's in this. That could have just been left out. But go break your neck to go see it? No, don't do that. Like, it shows up on streaming. Yeah, give it a watch. It doesn't really hurt, but it's not that great of a Guy Ritchie film. Is it better than his last couple of films, like Aladdin and King Arthur movie? Yeah.
Yeah, was it better than King Arthur? Yeah, it's better than King Arthur.
No, King Arthur was...
I don't know why they decided to make the crime family angle with King Arthur. I never understood that.
Well, this is Guy Ritchie.
he could do more than that, though. I mean, he can do more than that.
Yeah, so Keith gave it a 7, 6?
I give it a 7, yeah.
Yeah, and I give it a 6. So, BCA Podcast.
Not a bad movie, but watchable.